Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Pierce. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Burleson reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Walkenfuss and he is safe. Rice steals third. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn who is chasing the ball. Sutherland reaches third base with a triple. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0 for 1 in the game. Benitez hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wackenfuss for a passed ball. Petrocelli moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Petrocelli moves to third. Two outs. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0 for 2 in the game. Benitez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Benitez moves to second. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benitez scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Lynn reaches third base with a triple. Burleson scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Lynn scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a pop-up into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heisa moves to second. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Rick Miller now playing right field. Cecil Cooper now playing first base. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Knox now playing second base. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 3 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Denny Doyle now playing shortstop. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beniquez takes first base on ball 4. Blackwell moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Blackwell moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cleveland, and towards Doyle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rodriguez moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 4 in the game, with a triple and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Jim Rice. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Miller moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pierce fields it and throws to home to get Lynn. Miller moves to third. Heisa moves to second. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roger Maurer now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 1 in the game. Knox hits a fly ball into left field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Benitez hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie pinch runs for Willie Horton. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.